Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos. I want to bring you a quick teaching. This one's not going to be very long at all. Bible bears maul little children. Bible bears maul little children. Have you heard about this account? Yeah, a lot of people talk about it. Bears come out and maul some little children in the Bible. I'm going to read the account for you. And many skeptics have attacked this account as a merciless God destroying tiny little children. Let's look at the scripture, and that's going to give you a few facts about it. 2 Kings 2, 23 and 24. And he went up thence from Bethel, and as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him, and said unto him, Go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. They're talking to the prophet here. And he turned back, and he looked on them, and he cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the woods, and tear 42 children of them. All right, so people read that, and they just read it at surface level. Let's look at some of the facts about this. Ready? All right, so it says the word little children. The word little means youth or young. Children, nahar. Now, it can mean infant. But in the context here, it also can mean a boy, an adolescent, a youth. It would be like what we would call teenagers today. It wasn't little tiny toddler infant babies. Think about it. They wouldn't be saying that to a prophet. There wouldn't have been 42 of them in number. They would have been out walking around out of a city by themselves if they were that young. So think about that. 42 of them. Kind of makes you think about, was it like a gang, a youth gang out roaming around? Could it be? Outside of what kind of city? We'll get to that in a minute. So I think it's fair to say it was some teenagers or adolescents in a gang type situation, many of them, and out roaming outside of what city? Bethel. That city was known for much sin and idolatry. Amos 3:14. And in that day I shall visit the transgressions of Israel upon him. I will also visit the altars of Bethel, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground. Yeah, Bethel was doing a lot of idolatry. And so you got a gang, or many numbers, of perhaps teenage youth roaming out of a idolatrous city, mocking a prophet of God. It's a little different than bears just mauling up some innocent children, innocent little babies, right? And let me give you one last little piece of information. Did you know that God had already warned the Israelites about their sin and their rebellion and what he was going to do with beasts and their children? Did you know this? Let me read it to you. Leviticus 26, 21 through 24. And if you walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highway shall be desolate. And if you will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then I will also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you yet 7 times for your sins. So if you go back and you look at that account of the bears and those youth, I think you're going to see that it's not what the skeptics make it out to be. God didn't send bears against a couple of little infants. Nope. This looks like a group or a gang of perhaps teenagers mocking a priest of God out of a wicked, sinful, idolatrous city. What are all those youth doing roaming around? Interesting. And then God had warned Israel that he would send beasts against their children already. So when you really dig deep, God didn't just destroy innocent little toddlers or babies for no reason. No, Turns out, it was a judgment against them, Israel, for their idolatry and their sin. So think of that. God's word is always true, and God's word is deep. You got to look at the facts. You got to look at the context. You got to dig for the truth. Don't take things at surface level. Don't listen to skeptics. And don't always think the worst, but look for the facts. God's word is deep. Dig deep for the truth, saints, and you will find it. The Bible says he is a diligent rewarder of those who seek him, or he's a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. And I hope that's you. I hope that account of the bears and the little ones, the children, I hope that blessed you. Test all things. Till next time. Love y'all. May God be praised.